Welcome, welcome to the Organ Loft, and what a joy to greet you in the name of our risen Lord. You are going to love the music that you will be hearing in this edition of Through the Hymn Book, because it is going to be the great hymns of the church about our risen Lord. And so, come right in. The Reverend Burt Jones, as he goes through the hymn book, he's going to be looking for songs having to do with the Easter season and the message of our risen Christ. To begin, he will be playing Christ the Lord is Risen Today, was written in 1739, and the tune was written back in 1708. You know the song, and you can sing right along as Bert plays.
Christ the Lord is risen today. At this season of the year, I want to play for you and through the hymn book many songs of Easter, as we go through the hymn book looking for the songs of Easter. Here is a beautiful song that begins, as it were, with a trumpet call. Come, ye faithful, raise the strain of triumphant gladness. God hath brought his Israel into joy from sadness. This hymn, words written by John of Damascus in the 8th century, the tune written by Sir Arthur Sullivan, Alleluia, now we cry to our King immortal, who triumphant burst the bars of the tomb's dark portal, Alleluia with the Son, God the Father praising, Alleluia, yet again to the Spirit raising. It often is used as an opening hymn or processional on the glad Easter day. going through the hymn book, I'm going to see how many songs of Easter I can play for you in one short half hour. The Day of Resurrection, Earth Tell It Out Abroad, the Passover of Gladness, the Passover of God, from death to life eternal, from earth unto the sky. Our Christ hath brought us over with hymns of victory. Now let the heavens be joyful, let earth the song begin. Let the round world keep triumphant in all that is therein. Let all things seen and unseen their notes in gladness blend. For Christ the Lord hath risen, and our joy that hath no end. Day of Resurrection. One you may not know, and yet it's an old, old song of Easter. Good Christian men rejoice and sing. Now is the triumph of our King. To all the world glad news we bring. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Comes from back in the 16th century. Good Christian men rejoice and sing. Of life is risen for a. Bring flowers of songs to strew the way. Let all mankind rejoice and say, Alleluia. Alleluia. Did you know that in the early days of Christianity, the Christians were called the Easter people? That is, the ones who served a living Christ the Easter people. I think that's just beautiful that Christians should be called Easter people. And so, just a few years ago, in 1979, a poet, William M. James, wrote a poem that referred to the Christians as the Easter people. And the tune is an old tune that you will recognize. It comes from back in the 1860s. But the words, using the remembrance of Easter people, say, Easter people, raise your voices. Sounds of heaven and earth should ring. Christ has brought us heaven's choices. Heavenly music, let it ring. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Easter people, let us sing. Every day to us is Easter with its resurrection song. When is trouble, move the faster. When in trouble, move the faster to our God who rights the wrong. Alleluia, alleluia. Set the power of heavenly throngs. Easter people, let us sing. Are you one of the Easter people? I hope so. Easter people, let us sing. The strife is o'er, the battle won, the victory is won through Jesus Christ our Lord. It's a beautiful hymn. It now is thought to come from the Latin back in around 1695, and the music is by Palestrina. This music was written in 1591. Hallelujah, hallelujah, the strife is o'er and the battle is done. The victory of life is won. The song of triumph hath begun. Hallelujah. I love this stanza that says, the powers of death hath done their worst, but Christ their legions hath dispersed. Let shouts of holy joy outburst. Alleluia. The three sad days are quickly sped, and he rises glorious from the dead. All glory to our risen head. Alleluia. I first became conscious of this beautiful hymn of Easter when we tuned in the radio to hear the funeral of King George V of England. That would be the grandfather of the present Queen Elizabeth. I had never heard the song before, and I shall never forget it there in the beauties of Westminster Abbey as it came over the radio with all the reverberation of that great cathedral. And the boys' voices as they sang very high. I know that my Redeemer lives, what joy the blessed assurance gives. He lives who once was dead, he lives my everlasting head. He lives to bless me with his love, he lives to plead for me above. He lives my hungry soul to feed, he lives to help in time of need. He lives all glory to his name. He lives, my Savior, still the same. What joy the blessed assurance gives. I know that my Redeemer lives. I've been doing a lot of old Easter songs, and I hope you've been enjoying them. Here is a much newer song from the year 1971, as written by the Gaithers. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all of life is changed. Thank you. And here's a beautiful little chorus song that says, He is Lord, He is Lord, He is risen from the dead, and He is Lord. Based in Philippians 2, verses 9 through 11, no one is exactly sure who wrote the song, but what a blessing it is as people sing it. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And another rather short type chorus song that comes from 1984, I live, because He is risen, I live. I live, because He is risen, I live with power over sin. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Because you're alive, because you're alive, because you're alive, I live. I live, I live. I've been going through the hymn book at this Easter season, finding old songs and new songs, songs that are familiar and songs that are not familiar, but all about the living Christ. And here's one about the living Christ. Mr. Ackley, A.H. Ackley, wrote this song back in the year 1933. I serve a risen Savior. He is in the world today. And I know that He's living because He lives within my heart. Until more recent years, this has been primarily found in gospel songbooks. But many of the new hymnals are including it. For instance, it's in the new hymnal of the United Methodist Church, which was just published in the year 1989, written by a Presbyterian preacher. Thank you. I like everybody listening to Through the Hymn Book right now, out of there in my big radio audience, to join in singing that last stanza. It says, "Rejoice, rejoice, O Christians, He lives." Let's sing it together. Singing it.